Here's the reality. No. You were told in 2011, you were told in a briefing that the £450 million estimated figure was over a number of years. In other words, 3 years. You turned that into per year. Okay. Why did you do that, Alex Maskey? Did you tell the public it was per year when it was over 3 years?
The department gave us the figure. Let me repeat that. The department gave us the figure. It didn't just give it to me.
The department told you it was over a number of years.
Gave it to everybody. Gave a figure to everybody. And I'm saying to you, you want to challenge my figures, fair enough. I'm quite happy. In fact, I would be absolutely delighted. Nobody would be more thrilled than I am if I discovered that the imposition of welfare cuts would be much less than what we were told.
You've seen the statement that the Department of Social Development gave us. We sent it to you on Friday.
Obviously, you're not interested in hearing any rationale that I have around figures or the welfare.
I am interested into why you, Alex Maskey, misinformed the public and turned an initial figure of £450 million over 3 years into each year. Why did you do that?
I'm giving you the figures which were given to us. Now, we spend the next hour having the same two sentences going round in circles, although you might, I won't. But at the end of the day, the point of the matter is for us, Sinn Féin and others, because Sinn Féin is not the only party against this. The figure which was presented to us was presented in some detail. It was presented regularly. Whenever the Social Development Committee took the bill into consideration in the committee, and we had witnesses coming in to give evidence from all the churches, all the trade unions, all the community and voluntary sector, that the other charitable and rights organisations, they all were relating to those figures. And the department were responding on an ongoing basis. And I simply draw your attention back to a week ago in the Assembly, just 2 weeks ago in the Assembly, when the Minister quoted a figure of £120 million coming off as a result of the welfare reform bill. And then on Friday past, the department tells you £200 million. Well, who's correct? By the way, they're the people trying to impose it on people.
You on the programme last week, Alex. It was you last week that said that the £450 million figure was accurate because it was from the Department of Social Development. So I'll read from their statement. Let me read from their statement. The following. The £450 million estimated figure was mentioned, says the DSD, at a meeting of the Social Development Committee when senior departmental officials gave the new committee a first-day briefing following the Assembly elections in June 2011. They go on. The Hansard record of the briefing clearly records that the officials who provided the £450 million figure clearly referenced that it covered both the changes being introduced by the Welfare Reform Bill and other changes to the tax and benefit system which the Coalition Government introduced in two budgets in 2010. The £450 million figure, £450 million figure, which is wrong, not only were you using that figure wrongly, but you were trying to suggest that the £450 million was about only the welfare reform bill, and it was clearly told, it was clearly said to you that it included other changes to the tax and benefit system.
It was so clear that it has taken you since 2011 until now to get that figure in your head. Is that right or wrong? Because you were quite happy to work on those figures, because you know why? Nobody contradicted those figures up until this last.
Because we were trusting you.
No.
You've been telling the public that welfare reform will cost £450 million a year, and it is not true, is it?
Is it true, Alex? Excuse me.
Excuse me.
I would suggest that you should be more concerned to trust the people who are trying to impose something.
Is it true?
That's what you should be doing.
Is it true, Alex Maskey?
The figures that I have quoted were the figures given to us by the department.
Is it true?
Never contradicted by the department. And here's the bottom line for sure.
Well, the department's now disputing it.
No, I'm going to finish on this.
Is it true? You've got to tell us if it's true or not. You've got to tell the public. The £450 million a year, is it true?
Or do you withdraw it? And you want to keep badgering.
I'm not badgering you. I'm trying to give you an opportunity to withdraw it because this is too important, isn't it? It's too important.
Why would I be withdrawing a figure whenever you can't even, and you won't even address in this programme this morning that the department gave you a figure on Friday of £200 million, yet the minister on the 23rd of September, which is just a couple of weeks ago, actually quoted a figure of £120 million. Now, is he right or is the department right? You tell me that.
The department...
Is the department right or is the minister right? Is it £120 million or is it £200
million? Well, it's certainly not £450 a year, is it?
It doesn't matter because it's not coming out of your pocket.
What do you mean it doesn't matter?
The point about it is it's money coming out of vulnerable people's pockets.
How much money?
Which is what we're concerned.
What is Sinn Féin's analysis based on? Well, which figure is it based on?
So you're hopping off as £200 million.
But, what is Sinn Féin's analysis? What is the figure?
I'll tell you what our analysis is. See, you're hopping off this £200 million, okay, up on the bill. Do you accept...
£200 million, Alex, over 3 years?
No. Doesn't matter.
What do you mean it doesn't matter?
No, it doesn't matter. Let's take the principle. Let's take the principle of this, because our argument from day one is if you're taking millions of pounds, okay, and start whatever figure you like, if you're taking money out of people's vulnerable people's pockets, if you're making it more difficult for people to claim benefits, and if you're putting a much more punitive sanctions regime in the people... To trip them up, to punish them for infractions of their claimant commitment. If this welfare reform bill is what's called enabling legislation, which then allows us, because if we support this bill, and if this bill goes through, that means that every whim of a Tory minister in London will be imposed on people. And you know what? At their last conference a week or so ago, what were they talking about? Cutting people from 18-year-olds, their job seekers, and cutting all that out all completely. So, we are standing by our opposition to this austerity cuts programme.
Okay, I hear that. I absolutely hear that, Alex. So but when Sinn Féin are doing...
What we want to do then, Stephen, what we are prepared to do, we are prepared to go into these talks and to look at everybody's figures. And it is interesting that the finance minister just very recently commissioned, what he called, an independent report into the impact of welfare reform. I'm looking forward to that. And we have asked the minister, make sure that you calculate the impact on people.
Fair enough. But when Sinn Féin...
I said to you a minute ago, I'm finishing the conversation because we are opposed to the bill as it stands.
I hear that.
And we stand by that.
And how much are you telling Northern Ireland the welfare reform bill actually takes out of the economy here? Because last week you said it was £450 million a year. How much are you saying it now is?
I give you the figures. So we're not going to go around this merry-go-round again.
Well, how much is it?
No, I already gave you the figure.
What is the figure?
No, don't be silly.
Is the figure £450 million a year?
Reported. I have said the figure the department gave us was £450 million, and others.
They
said
did
it
not
was more.
Give you the figure of £450 million a year.
And
that is not true.
Well, do you think? Because the department statement said an official mentioned £450 million. Do you think it's reasonable for an official to say, oh, by the way, this may cost £450 million? Is that how you deal with that kind of money? Mentioned, I would suggest it's a very mealy-mouthed explanation from the department. But here's the bottom line for this. Here's the bottom line. We are going to talk this Thursday, which I hope will be successful, but will include the item of welfare reform and the budget deficit, because we are dealing on behalf of the people we represent here, Stephen, with a double whammy.
But how can the public trust you if you've been using the wrong figures?
Let me finish what I'm trying to say to you, if you don't mind. What we are facing here is a double whammy on behalf of the people that we represent. People right across the communities, no religious divide in poverty, no religious divide on unemployment. There's 1,000 people losing their job at Gallagher's. And hopefully they'll all be re-employed. But the realistic... proposal is they probably won't all be re-employed. Certainly that very, very soon after they lose their jobs. And many of those people may well find themselves suffering as a result of losing their ESA contributions after 1 year or not being able to get child tax credits because of a new whim of a Tory government which will come in if this welfare reform bill goes through as it is on change. So what we're looking to do here is to defend people against these cuts with the coalition parties of...
You've no notion how much the cuts are costing. You've no notion.
We know it has taken millions of pounds. And for you...
How many?
For people unlike you...
How many?
Well, we have been told by the department that there'll be £450 million come out as a result of the bill.
Per year?
I will be delighted.
Per year?
I will be delighted.
The department are saying that is completely untrue.
Well, I will finish on this point, because on Thursday of this week, I look forward to starting the talks. I look forward to setting the agenda where we will deal with a range of issues, including welfare reform and the budget deficit, because I will repeat to you again, what drives us in our opposition to this bill is the fact that we are dealing with a vastly reduced budget on the Black Grant and a policy of cuts on the welfare system. We're trying to oppose that. We're trying to hold that back. We are supported by many others. We are in solidarity with many others who also oppose this budget austerity agenda. So I make no apologies to you or anybody else for trying to offend people against these cuts.
And given the fact that you now know from the department, and let's presume that you made a mistake.
No,
okay, so let's presume you made a mistake.
No, don't you presume anything. No, don't you presume.
Well, I'm trying to be kind to you here.
Don't you presume anything.
Well, I'm trying to be kind.
No, you're not being kind.
Well,
care whether you want to be kind or not. You're not being, you've been biased. So what I'm saying to you is
You were out by £1 billion, Alex, over 3 years. That's how much you were out by. £1 billion over 3 years.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
So, given the fact that's how much you were out by,
what I'm saying to you,
are you prepared to look at the new figures and look at your policy on welfare reform bill? On the welfare reform bill?
I've told you before, you don't speak for me and don't presume for me either. That's the first thing. Do not presume anything for me.
Is Sinn Féin entering those talks on Thursday based upon an analysis that the welfare reform bill is taking out £450 million a year?
We are going into the talks on the very simple analysis that what we are facing is an onslaught on the benefit system, a policy driven by London.
Totalling how much?
No, let me just set the context for you, because you need to understand the full picture and all of these things as you probably appreciate. What we are facing into in these talks is that we're facing against an onslaught of attack on the benefit system, on a drive to substantially reduce public services. That's the coalition partner, the Tories in London's comment, not mine, because Vince Cable only a week ago said the Tories are attacking the welfare system and public services because they hate them. Their words, not mine. So we are facing, people here know that there are cuts but talked about every day, whether it's a result of welfare reform or cuts to public service, because our Black Grant is the thing. So I tell you what we're going to talk about.
They don't know much money is taken out because you've given them the wrong information.
So I'm telling you what we're going to talk on. We're going to talk on in the knowledge that there are millions of pounds coming out of the system.
How many millions?
Even if you go back to the department's own figures of £450 million, even if they are saying only a part of that comes off as a result of the welfare reform bill, they're also acknowledging that the rest of it comes out by way of tax haven measures, which is accurate.
They estimate, Alex, it's £75 to £80 million a year.
No, well, that's fair enough.
From the bill. So what you described as £450 million a year is £75 to £80 million. You were £370 million a year out.
You are only after quoting a figure from the department as of Friday, which says £200 million.
Over three years.
Look, you are asking me about figures. I'm asking you to check. You're quoting figures to me from the department. The department gave us the £450 million. Okay? Now, can you accept that whether all of that money is coming out as a result of the bill or other measures, can you accept there's more than £200 million coming off people's pockets here? Can you accept that? Do you accept that?
It's not for me
you
to accept.
Know. No,
it's not.
Know.
It's not for me to accept anything.
You're coming on here telling me I'm misleading the public, which I find very, very offensive. But you now aren't even prepared to acknowledge that the government is taking money off people as we speak. So before even the welfare reform bill is passed, they're taking money out of people's pockets. And you're expecting us just to roll over and accept that without a cheap... Without resistance, without trying to build a campaign.
If you're saying there have been cuts in benefits, then you're stating a fact.
I'm stating a fact.
There have been cuts in benefits. That's a matter of record.
Well, thanks very much. Because you see, what you're leading this program is we're targeting Sinn Féin. Sinn Féin's misleading the public. Well, at least you
you're
have
the chairman of the Social Development Committee, and you give the public wrong information. Grossly exaggerated costs.
Well, you're happy to present it that way, and I'm happy to present our figures and to hear other people's figures when we win the talks. That's what we're going to do.
It's the very department that you quoted last week are saying you got it wrong.
And they have quoted you £80 million more than the minister last week. So who's right? Is the minister right or the department right? Because there's £80 million going adrift there. Would you not agree with me there?
So are you standing by that £450 million per year figure? Well, Sinn Féin is entering the talks on behalf of people in Northern Ireland based on a £450 million a year analysis, which the department says is completely, categorically wrong.
Well, that's fine. That's good. That's good. And I hope that they're right. I hope that there's much less going to come off vulnerable people. That's what I want to hear. I'd be delighted. Nobody will be happier than me.
What, you'd be delighted that you've got it wrong for years?
No. I'll be delighted if the impact of the cuts will not be as bad as people were initially told.
No, people were initially told wrongly by Sinn Féin.
You see, you're personalising this to me and everybody else.
I'm personalising it to Sinn Féin, have misinformed the public.
No, well, that's that. And again, I am going to terminate this conversation because you have that in your head. That's all you're prepared to argue on today. And I'm asking you, tell me, and I'll let you go and do this. Go and clarify between the department, which gave you a figure of £200 million on Friday.
The very department you quoted last week.
That's okay. So you say I've got it wrong. Fine, I've got it wrong.
No, Sinn Féin have got it wrong.
That's fair enough.
And you.
That's okay. You're running that argument. You run with it. You stick with that argument. I don't care because we're going to have to talk.
But you should care.
No, I don't care what you have to say.
No, you should care that you should care that you're representing people in Northern Ireland on such an important issue as the welfare reform bill, and all of your data is completely, utterly skew-whiff. Wrong.
Well, I am very, very well aware that I represent people here. I'm very aware of that. I was at a meeting in Newry on Thursday evening when a lady from CAB was given case study after case study of the way in which these cuts already underway are impacting on people who are ill, with some cases very serious illnesses, the way in which the privatised system, which the British government are driving us all into, that system is impacting very negatively on people. And I make no apology to you or anybody else that we're trying to resist that. And we will continue to try and resist that. I will be delighted because people that I represent are still struggling, are suffering. And you won't know that. You won't understand that because I asked you early on this year to go and talk to people with disabilities who are going through these assessments, who have been traumatised, who have life made very difficult. I asked you twice early this year to go and talk to some of those people. Ignore the political parties. Go and talk to the people who are working, doing tribunals, taking people through the system of a plan for benefits when they're badly needed. People who are losing their homes. People who are negative equity. People who can't pay their mortgage. People who have been forced into homelessness. People who have now been driven into food banks. I asked you to go and speak to those people. You haven't yet done that. Do you know why? Because you're more interested in targeting and attacking Sinn Féin. And I would say people are beginning to listen to that and to hear that. So I'm quoting again a figure to you, Stephen, and I'll finish on this. You go, because you can question my figures all you wish, and you're free to do that. And I will repeat again, we're getting into these talks on Thursday. We will begin to discuss welfare reform and the cut in the budget. And hopefully, in those discussions, we can bottom out what the figures are. More importantly, hopefully, we can do something to address
them. You don't need to bottom them out. They were given to you in 2012.
Well, we will collectively.
Detailed finance papers were given to you in 2012. You just haven't been talking about them publicly. Why?
You're asking me what we're going to talk about, and I'm telling you what we're going to talk about. And I'm telling you that we do not apologise for trying to protect people against not only the cuts which are underway, the further cuts which will come as a result of this bill, and the further cuts which will come as a result of the commitments and promises, and in fact, boasts made by the Tories and their conference there a week or so ago, because this legislation is enabling, in other words, it allows them a blank check to do whatever the hell they like, and we are going to try to stand against that.
Okay.
And we're not on our own. So you can quote all the figures that you want. I know, and I'm inviting you again, Stephen, go and talk to people with disabilities. Go and speak to people who are struggling to pay their way. Go and speak to people who are out of work through no fault of their own. Go and speak to people who are highly skilled workers who are working on 0 hours contract because this Tory government in London is imposing cuts on the benefit system. They're driving down wages and they have a cheek to talk about simplifying the system, reforming the system. You haven't yet acknowledged in this programme that the Tory agenda is cut.
Okay.
And what we're saying, we are going to do our level best to defend people against that. And I see nothing wrong with that.
Thank you very much.
I hope when we win the talks, We will bottom out all of the figures.
You don't need to bottom them out. You were given them in 2012.
Well, just let me finish.
Treasury estimates for benefit savings from the welfare reform bill, $250 million between 2012 and 15.
Well,
200, not 450 a year, 250 over 3 years.
I can go on my soapbox as well as you, Stephen, as you well know. So, on a serious note and a concluding note, we're going to talk to try to defend people against this savage cut agenda in London.
Alex Maskey,
I need to go and ask the Minister to clarify the Minister's £120 million as against his own department's figure of £200 million, because that, in my calculation, is a slight miscalculation of £80 million. Not something to be sniffed at.
Thank you very much.